the violence. I still go to Corabastos early every morning and buy half a sack of peas from a wholesaler, but I take it to the Plaza de Flores to sell. It is much calmer there, much better for business, and I have made some good friends among the other pea sellers. All of them are older than me, but we fool around and have a good time. I work until 11. Then I go home, change my clothes, and go to school for the afternoon. On a good day, I make around $5. I give 2/3 to my mother and keep 1/3 for myself. Since I was 12 years old, I have paid for all my own clothes and supplies for school. In 1997, José Ramos Horta came to Colombia. He is from East Timor, a small island in the Pacific Ocean. For years, he had been living in exile, working peacefully for the freedom of his people. In 1996, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for this work. The following year, while visiting Colombia, José met many members of the Children's Movement for Peace. We told him about the children's mandate, how nearly 3 million children had voted for their rights, and how this had inspired many adults to work for the citizens' mandate.
Okay, Armensul says that this guy, José Ramos Horta, was from an island called East Timor, but he'd been living in exile for years. If you live in exile, it means you've been forced to leave your country, and it's usually for political reasons. Do you see the little star called an asterisk at the end of the second sentence in the paragraph we just read? It means there's a footnote at the bottom of this page that tells a little more about Horta's country. Sometimes authors use footnotes when they want to give you extra information, but they don't want to interrupt the story. This footnote says that East Timor was invaded by Indonesia in 1975 and ruled by Indonesia until 1999, so I guess that's why Horta left the country. Turn to page 152 and read on from the top of the page.